I'm reminded of some beloved bookseller favorites and bestsellers of yore that will keep you comforted in the low temps. For Arts Today, I'm Carl Erickson, Event and Community Outreach Coordinator at the Bookworm Bookstore, with snowy cold books for your February enjoyment. Finalist for the 2013 Pulitzer Prize for Fiction, The Snow Child by Eowyn Ivey is a delightful tale of love, childhood, and what we hold dear. It's Alaska in 1920, a brutal place to homestead, and especially tough for recent arrivals Jack and Mabel. Childless, they are drifting apart. In a moment of levity during the season's first snowfall, they build a child out of snow. The next morning, the snow child is gone, but they glimpse a young girl running through the trees. As Jack and Mabel struggle to understand this child, who could have stepped from the pages of a fairy tale, they come to love her as their own daughter. Based on a Russian folktale, Eowyn Ivey's The Snow Child will inspire discussion and keep you flipping pages until the very end. Frederick Bachman is a master of the messy complexities of being alive. With books like My Friends and My Grandmother Asked Me to Tell You She's Sorry, by the lake in Beartown is an old ice rink, and in that ice rink, Kevin, Amat, Benji, and the rest of the town's junior ice hockey team are about to compete in the national semifinals. All the hopes and dreams of this place now rest on the shoulders of a handful of teenage boys. But under that heavy burden, the match becomes the catalyst for a violent act that will leave a young girl traumatized and a town in turmoil. Accusations are made, and like ripples on a pond, they travel throughout all of Beartown. If you don't think you're keen on hockey, fear not, as it's Bachman's characters that steal the show. Ultimately, Beartown is about the bonds of friendship, family, and community in times of darkness. Ultimately, Beartown by Frederick Bachman is about the bonds of friendship, family, and community in times of darkness. And finally, a story set in medieval Russia, The Bear and the Nightingale by Catherine Arden. Winter lasts most of the year at the edge of the Russian wilderness, and in the long nights, Vasya and her siblings love to gather by the fire to listen to their nurse's fairy tales. Above all, Vasya loves the story of Frost, the blue-eyed winter demon. Wise Russians fear him, for he claims unwary souls, and they honor the spirits that protect their homes from evil. When Vasya's widowed father brings home a new wife from Moscow, Vasya's new fiercely devout stepmother forbids her family from honoring their household spirits. And indeed, albeit warned, misfortune begins to stalk the village. But Vasya's stepmother only grows harsher, and as the village's defenses weaken and evil from the forest creeps nearer, Vasya must call upon dangerous gifts she has long concealed. The Bear and the Nightingale by Catherine Arden will inspire and delight you. More information about these books and more, as well as upcoming events for kids and adults alike, is available at The Bookworm at 90th and Center Streets. This has been Carl Erickson from The Bookworm with Arts Today for KVNO.